Okay, we got a new teaser trailer for Inside Out 2, so let's talk about it. The teaser begins by showing us Riley's mind. It's reintroducing us to all the emotions we knew originally, how they formed and came together at the end of the original movie. Riley was able to rebuild her connection with her parents, and all the emotions were able to work together to be able to create complexity around all of Riley's memories. And now there's so many more islands of personalities that are able to be formed. Riley is growing and becoming a more well-rounded and emotionally intelligent person. But now everything is beginning to change now that Riley has become a teenager. Now she is 13 and everything is about to be a lot different for her. You see, in the original movie, Riley was 11, and supposedly in the short Riley's First Date, she was 12. So now 2 years have passed since the events of the original movie. But the big scary thing that's happening now for Riley is the event of puberty. The little alarm that was shown at the end of Inside Out is finally going off. And no one was really prepared for it. It seems like all of the emotions were unaware that Demolition Day was coming, that Riley's mind was going to get ripped apart and shredded and broken, and there was even dynamite there. All of these things were suddenly flooding into Riley's mind, and really no one could have predicted it was about to happen. The alarm went off unexpectedly. And it's really interesting because in the original movie, we are shown that there were instruction manuals about how Riley's mind functioned.
How about we read some mind manuals, huh? Sounds fun.
How everything worked was documented, except for this big event. Now everything is really in disarray. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, everything is getting turned upside down. And they're also getting a completely new console. Now, I was trying to understand what the difference between the two were, and it seems like the original one that was at the end of Inside Out is just a little bit shorter, and now this new one is a wider console. So now there's more buttons and ways to engage, and it lends itself to be able to be interacted with by more emotions. Yep, now it's not just that Riley's mind is kind of in disarray, there are also new emotions that are being introduced. But who are all of the new emotions within Riley's mind? The first one we are introduced to was an orange character named Anxiety.
Hello!
She's supposedly going to be stirring things up in headquarters and is apparently not going to be willing to take a back seat. On the teaser poster, we are shown that there are three other emotions that are going to be coming up to disrupt the original five emotions' lives. And at the end of the trailer, we're shown all of these emotions describing how the movie is going to be in 2024. And that gives us the names of the other three emotions. Ennui is the dark blue emotion with the long nose. And I had never heard of that emotion before, but supposedly it means tiredness or boredom. It's kind of a bleh state. And I think that kind of makes sense for a teenager to feel that way. Then there's Embarrassment, who's the pink one with the massive hands. And then finally there's Envy, who is the teal one with the sparkly eyes. Now the thing I'm really curious about is how all of these new emotions are going to engage with the old emotions. How are they going to work together and interact with one another? And I think the big question is, why didn't all of these emotions exist on the consoles of all of the adults and all of the other individuals and animals that we were shown in the original movie? On all of those consoles, it was only joy, sadness, fear, disgust, and anger. So why all of a sudden are there going to be all of these new emotions showing up? At first, I kind of thought that some of these new emotions seem to be similar to some of the original crew. Like, fear and anxiety seem like they can be similar to one another because they're both kind of worried about what's going on in the greater world. Envy and disgust also seem to have similarities because they're very concerned with what's going on in the greater world and how there's like perception and socially able to be relevant. Of course, some of the original emotions seem very hesitant to have these new emotions show up, but maybe they could be able to bond and come together. But I kind of think that the lack of these emotions existing within other people's minds indicates that they're not going to actually be very helpful. That was a big thing for Joy in the original film. She wanted all the emotions that existed within Riley's mind to be productive and helpful and be a benefit to Riley.
Crying helps me slow down and obsess over the weight of life's problems.
But is something like anxiety something that is actually going to be helpful for Riley? Or is that going to be something that is destructive in her mind? Now that Riley is a teenager and going through puberty, all of these things are going to be flooding into her mind, and it makes sense that new things are going to be popping up and getting renovated within her mind. But maybe some of these things are going to actually be harmful. I kind of was wondering if maybe some of these emotions would eventually disappear or be removed from Riley's mind. Maybe the original cast of emotions would have to try to imprison them in Riley's mind somewhere or try to get rid of them. I mean, we're shown that memories could disappear and even figments of Riley's imagination, like Bing Bog, could fade away as well. So maybe these emotions would rise and then fade away over time, but I don't really think that's going to be the direction that they take with this. It seems like anxiety, at least from my experience, is something that is like perpetual, that it can come about and take control at random times. It is something that is pervasive and perpetual. So maybe what's going to happen is some of these new emotions are things that have to exist within Riley's mind throughout the rest of her life, but maybe they won't be in full control of the console forever.
I've checked. There's no place for her to go, so she's good. We're good. It's all great.
Maybe Riley's main five emotions that have been there for so long are going to be the emotions that sit at the console and work as a team to run Riley's mind, and these other emotions will be emotions that come and take over at unopportune times, and they'll make her mind more chaotic. It seems like that's going to be the big thing that Riley has to wrestle with now, is now that her mind is changing and all these new emotions are bubbling up, how is she going to be able to handle them? What kind of things will Riley have to deal with in her external life that's going to cause more chaos within her? And there's all of these changes that no one can really control, even that her mind can't stop all of these developments within her. Originally in Inside Out, the big thing that Riley was dealing with was a lack of emotion, that there was removal of her core memories and her forgetting who she truly was. There was like a deep, deep despair there. But maybe what's going to happen now is the exact opposite. What happens when your mind is fueled with chaos and too many emotions, and how do you deal with all of those and manage all of those at the same time that you're trying to continue to be a person on the day to day? The thing that I'm also wondering about is, now that puberty is taking place for her, I'm wondering if some of the emotions in her mind in general will start to emulate her more. As we saw in Riley's father and mother, we can see that in their minds, all of their core emotions are also resembling their appearance. And even their minds in general are decorated to more reflect them. Riley, on the other hand, has emotions that are a variety of different genders, and it seems like it's a more generic mind. It's a blank canvas. So maybe as she's becoming a teenager, some of her mind will start to solidify and define itself more. Maybe we'll get some clarity on that too, because I think that was a big question that was existing in my mind. I use the phrase in this, the idea of core emotions, and to resemble the idea of core memories that was introduced in the original movie. Core memories are the foundations of who a person is and form the islands of personality. Maybe what we're going to learn about is that core emotions are the primary emotions that run our life on the day-to-day, whereas all of these other invasive emotions are the ones that can derail us and be the things that we have to figure out how to live with and manage as we go through life. Inside Out 2 releases into theaters on June 14th, 2024. I'm Isaac Carlson. Thanks for watching, and I hope you have a very magical rest of your day.